T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's give a shout out on Lennox Muller's birthday to Fatheads. They sponsor What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads 15 Packs, now available in Sunshine, Daydream, and Bumbleberry. Chris has taken his young lad down to Fatheads today to celebrate. Yeah, they're having a big birthday party there. How are you, Jeff? Good? No commercial break here. We got Jeff in, our sports director. He was down at Mike Tomlin's press conference. So we've got some audio here. It's another day of the national sports media piling on Mason Rudolph. And we also have an impassioned defense of Mason Rudolph from one of his teammates. Let's start. You know, we should start with, guys, we should start with that schmuck Max Kellerman again. This guy's really getting on my nerves. And it's worse yet because when I was ripping him the other day, people got in my mentions on Twitter. And by the way, you can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And people started saying, you look like Kellerman. I don't see the resemblance. Why, do you?
Because you're white?
Do you see a resemblance?
Not really.
I've got a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow, a little bit of facial hair. We've semi-similar haircuts.
Jeff hit it. We're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all might be good friends, though, man. I can see
Kellerman?
That. Kellerman? Yeah, man.
The morning show used to call Mueller bald Kellerman because I thought that he was stirring the pot. And they called me Pitt Bayless. But we've overcome those.
Pitt Bayless.
Yeah. We've overcome those divisive, derogatory comments here that we've made something of ourselves. All right. Let's hear Kellerman first. I mean, again, this guy is getting paid millions of dollars to go on national TV and I think just take a position that's the opposite of Stephen A. Smith's. Would you agree that that's kind of what his role is?
Absolutely.
So this was his attempt today to disagree with Stephen A. Smith on the Myles Garrett situation.
People were talking about sending him to jail. Look, Mason Rudolph, who was getting his hat handed to him, let's say, all day and was awful, wound up, they were trying a passing play with 8 seconds left in the game. The defensive end wound up on top of him, right? People could call it a late hit, although I don't know. Like, could he see that the ball was, you know? Anyway, the point is, Mason Rudolph didn't like it. He started tussling with Myles Garrett. He tried to pull his helmet off, really tried hard, got his hand under there. He kicked him in the groin. Myles Garrett was like, wait, you are now bringing our helmets into it? Okay, fine. If we're going to try and take our each other's helmets off. And he took Mason Rudolph's helmet off, and then he was restrained. Could Myles Garrett have hit Mason Rudolph with a helmet if Mason Rudolph was 10 yards away? Did he throw it at him? No. Mason Rudolph, without his helmet now, charged at Myles Garrett. So either he's lost his impulse control and is seeing red, or he knows he's trying to manipulate the situation, take advantage of the fact I don't have my helmet on. What's he going to do to me, right? At any rate, Myles Garrett in that moment, it's not premeditated. It's not had a helmet in his hand and almost used it like it didn't seem to me like I'm going to crack his skull open. It seemed to me like it's an extension. I'm going to try to hit this guy who's charging at me. It's a lapse in judgment. There's an impulse control issue. But there, in that moment, but in any adjudication, character witnesses matter. Everyone's coming out and telling you who knows him. This is a good kid. It's a good guy. One, not premeditated, not a history of this stuff. One isolated incident where he did the wrong thing. I could see sitting him even for the rest of the season. Mason Rudolph just got a fine. And it's in the rules book what happens if you use the helmet as a weapon. It's 15 yards and you're disqualified from the game. In this case, because the other guy doesn't have a helmet, I understand a much stiffer penalty. But the penalty is actually, they account for this in the books. It's not the guy goes to jail. It's not he can't play again. It's not he can't play for a season. It's 15 yards and disqualified from the rest of the game. There's been an hysterical overreaction to Myles Garrett.
Hysterical overreaction, Jeff.
Yeah, I love the part where he says, when Myles Garrett got kicked, he thought, wait,
maybe I shouldn't react this way, or I should react. And then it was like Mason Rudolph came running from 30 yards away, charging at him.
The verb, you know, that
carrying
Kellerman
swords and grenades.
Yeah, Kellerman picked charge there a couple of times. Like it, what you're right. Like it was the banks of Normandy.
Yeah, yes. Like there it was Rambo coming like there was over the hill.
Like there was intent, you know, to kill on Mason Rudolph's part.
You know what I think is typical in these situations is it goes so much one way, obviously, that now everybody wants to try some other angle to make themselves stand out.
And Kellerman wouldn't even admit that it was a late hit.
He said the hit looked fine. Like, no, it wasn't. The initial hit, sure, but not him driving him to the ground.
And to say that there's nothing in the rule books that specifically says how the NFL should deal with players who rip a helmet off an opposing player and slam him on the head with it, well, I'm sorry that the forefathers of the NFL did not have the foresight to come up with a strict disciplinary measure for people that did something that in the 100 years of football we've really never seen before. I'm sorry, Max. I'm sorry that all they put in there was if you use the helmet as a weapon, it's a 15-yard penalty. Why does the character of Garrett matter? Why does it matter?
It doesn't in this situation. I think...
And by the way, he's been fined $50,000 worth of fines leading up to Thursday's game. So it's not like he has a clean record.
Correct. I think you don't really... It doesn't matter what he's done prior to this or how good of a person he is. You have to judge him on that particular moment. You have to judge him on what he did and how egregious it was. When you're talking about swinging a helmet at a guy with no helmet on, I mean, nothing else needs to be said. There needs to be no, but he's a good guy. You know, he donates to Children's Hospital. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, AB donates to Children's Hospital.
It does not matter.
Did that curry any favor with Steelers fans when he went AWOL and berserk?
And no. I don't think that many people want him arrested. He's characterizing people that are against what happened or his suspension as if those people want him arrested. I don't think that's the case. I think they just want him suspended for a while.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't think that's an overreaction.
Not at all, especially when you think of how bad it could have been.
The intent of the swing there, Kellerman trying to defend it as well, it was an extension of his hand.
He should work in the NHL.
He sounds like one of Gary Bettman's stooges, does he not?
He does. He sounds like the director of player safety in the NHL.
All right, so we know that Kellerman's a clown, though. That's his ESPN version of what happened there and why he thinks that Mason Rudolph is more victim than instigator. So here's the next one, or more instigator than victim. Reggie Bush, you like this guy? You play against him at all, Arthur?
I did, multiple times. You know, he was a Dolphin.
Would you talk trash and bring up the Kardashians at all? Because I would. That would be my go-to.
Oh, no,
that might
man.
Get him to rip your helmet off.
Heisman.
Yeah, all right. No, man, I never talk trash
Ray
to
J.
Reggie like that, man.
No?
Okay. I was at house in California.
Okay, so Bush has come up with a new culprit. He's got somebody else who I've never heard before mentioned as the reason why Myles Garrett lost his mind.
Should be interesting.
Because he was just as much a part of instigating that fight as Myles Garrett was. Now, clearly Myles Garrett took it above and beyond, too far. That was probably one of the worst things I've ever seen in all my years of watching football. You know, to say that Mason Rudolph didn't take a small part in that fight, I think would be wrong, because I don't know if he was trying to kick him in the groin, but his foot was definitely placed in his groin and maybe even extended. And then also we saw him trying to pull his helmet off in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so I understand why and how the fight started, but I also think that why are you trying to throw a screen with 10 seconds left on the clock? It is your job and duty to also protect the players as well, right? Mason Rudolph has just gotten sacked twice leading up to this last play.
Is that Reggie Bush blaming Randy Fichtner?
I
had not thought of that.
Now, I will say, in that situation, but a screen pass, you'd think nobody's going to get hurt. I mean, I don't know. Do you just hand it off? You're down 14, but maybe there's a little something there, maybe, but that's stretch.
That's funny. Blame.
You don't agree with it?
I don't agree with that, no. I understand.
Like, I don't think the Browns were like, how dare you still run offensive plays?
Yeah, that was not the case. Yeah.
And it wasn't a designed screen. He was on his way down to the ground, and he just basically lateraled it to Edmonds. Yeah. It wasn't designed. So that's total crap. Arthur, you played this game. Jeff and I just report on it and bloviate on it and give opinions on it. How much is the groin thing really a big deal? I've been told groins get pulled on almost every play. Whoa. That there's always groin. The bottom of piles.
There's always groin.
It's a groin free-for-all down there. Groins are getting shoved and punched and pulled.
Listen, listen. Just because it happens doesn't mean you like it. And I think...
But does the groin contact give Myles Garrett a license to do what he did?
Not the helmet element of it. But the helmet element wasn't why... I mean, the groin wasn't the reason why he swung the helmet. He swung the helmet because it's in his hand. Mason's coming at him. He's being held back. And then he just blacks out and starts swinging it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that had anything to do with the groin. The groin, when I saw that part on the ground, I think that's more of him just saying, all right,
but
now
why
I'm about to go crazy.
Why are the Browns fans and even some people like Reggie Bush holding up the groin as the smoking gun, Jeff? They're using it as Exhibit A in this argument.
They're trying to find a way to justify their stance that is not solely Myles Garrett who's in the wrong. And right. You don't have to say the groin thing is the only reason why Mason was in the wrong. If you want to point for multiple things of Mason doing wrong, the facts are there. Him grabbing at his helmet, him continuing to pursue him, that's there. That still does not justify him getting hit with the helmet. We talked about this as well, right? If Myles Garrett doesn't use the helmet, if he just punches if he punches Mason with his hands, it's a totally different argument. We're all in here talking, right? We're talking, and we're also talking about how, hey man, you know, you can make the argument that Mason was the instigator, right? Because Mason was the one who kept pursuing him. But when you swing the helmet, it does not matter what led to that because you swung a helmet,
and I don't
you
even
just
think,
can't do it.
And I don't even think, Jeff, that it was like Ndamukong Suh. Like, looked for the groin and kicked you in the groin.
Correct.
I don't think Mason Rudolph
it
targeted
like
groin.
No.
I think he was just trying to get Garrett off of him.
Yeah, that's that fight where you're on the ground and you're trying to get that guy off
I can't
you
get,
any way you can.
I can't push him off me. He's too big.
Yes.
Right. I feel hopeless because I'm
a
grown
man. I've been in that situation before.
It's not a good look to be a grown man. You don't want to be a grown man on the bottom and you're like, oh, man, he really owns me right now.
That's right. That's
so you
exactly
instantly,
right. you wiggle, you kick,
you
do
go into panic mode. It starts panic. All right, just go crazy real quick.
So Ramon Foster has taken exception with a lot of the national commentary that's been out there, the Browns fans commentary, and he also thinks that there's been some labeling of Mason Rudolph that he might have said something egregious in all of this that set the whole thing ablaze. And he went on the morning show today and stood up for his quarterback.
I don't think it was provoked by anything. I know it wasn't provoked by anything Mason said or did. He just took one on the top of the dome at a guy that lost his cool, and that's unfortunate. Like I said, the people that painted a picture of him saying a racist remark or him grabbing him in the groin area is ludicrous. And I know my guys, and my guys wouldn't do anything. Like, people lose their cools, I'm okay with that. But to put a narrative out there that's untrue is irresponsible.
I agree. And, you know, the first, and I'll call her out by name, was Josina Anderson, put out something out there that I know this guy. It must have been something egregious that was said to him. Well, you know what she was getting at, and that's ridiculous.
Correct.
I mean, you can't assume that or throw that narrative out there because
especially when it's not
right,
warranted.
Man. Right.
No, yeah.
Because Garrett, I'm telling you, if he had said something racist to Garrett, Garrett's going to tell you that.
Oh, without a doubt. And his reaction isn't going to be like what we saw.
Yeah, and he probably doesn't stop.
Correct.
Yeah.
If that was what truly happened, there is no holding Miles back. There is no, hey, Miles, let him get up. No, if that was what was said, it would still be talked about right now.
If that gets said, I know that like Marquise Pouncey is the type of guy that is going to defend his quarterback and defend his teammate to the hilt. But if that's what happens, I mean, Marquise
Pouncey is not going to fly for that. He would have defended him in the moment in terms of coming over there and fighting him. But when he found out what was said, trust me, Marquise Pouncey would have definitely addressed him publicly and personally.
Let me ask you
that's
a question,
the guy he is.
Arthur, because you are African-American and you played it for a long time in the NFL. Does that kind of thing actually happen?
It does.
It does.
Yes, indeed.
So you've heard.
Yes, indeed. Without a doubt.
Really?
Yes. Absolutely. 100%.
White players.
Yes.
And so what?
Yes.
Nothing happens with that?
It depends on how you want to react to it.
But I'm saying where is the, like, so the referees pretend like they don't hear it? I mean, what?
Sometimes the referees aren't going to hear everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, sometimes if you don't react and go and make it a big thing, people, it's not going to get the draw of the national media, and it's not going to draw up that conversation. But it's no different. I mean, let's be real. It's fans that say it. Mm. It's been times on the field you're walking out and fans have said it. And it doesn't matter. If you go up there and you react crazy, let's be real. No one's going to really blow up about, oh, that fan shouldn't have said it. It's going to say, well, this multimillionaire needs to have more self-control.
Exactly.
They always put the onus on the players. Sure. So for me, whenever I would interact with individuals that would say that, I'd say to myself, well, he's an ignorant person. I don't need to
down to that level. Were there players in the NFL when you played who had a reputation for being that way?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
So it wasn't a guy trying to be cool or hip or trying to
No. It was like, yo, F you blank. And you're like, that's where we're at today. And you can react and say, okay, well, let's take it there. We can fight it out. But then let's be real. I'm going to get fined or suspended. I'm going to get the label because typically if it's a Caucasian male and you're the African-American guy that goes crazy on them, no, I know it's not popular, but we know how that's going to get viewed.
But wouldn't he have teammates that are African-American right by him that
not
hear
all,
that?
Not all the time, wow. Especially on the offensive line. Think about it.
That's eye-opening. Wow. Jeff, we'll get a full update. You were at Tomlin, and you will put some of those clips in Sports at 320.
And some disturbing news about Penn State's quarterback that we'll tell you about at 320.
Oh, geez.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.